64 degrees on the Tuesday morning edition of the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Chris Swope is the city clerk for the city of Lansing. He's on the other end of our line. Chris, how are you?
Terrific. How are you this morning, Tony?
Doing very well. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Well, yesterday was the deadline for entities to get proposals on the ballot. And I know we're going to be talking about the statewide ballot a little bit later on in the show, but I wanted you to give us an update on what we can expect on the city ballot.
Well, the ballot is coming up August 7th, so the yesterday's deadline related to the November election, but we do have an August 7th primary election, and we've got a number of things. That's got the U.S. Senate, Congress, the State House of Representatives, all the county elected officials, and then we've got one judge position on the ballot here in Lansing, and that's the 30th Circuit Court. And we've also got several proposals. Ingham County's got a few proposals, and then the city actually put three proposals on this ballot, one of which I'm very excited about, and that's the one that would modify the city charter to change the number of city council meetings required.
All right. Why are you excited about that?
Well, you know, we have a charter requirement that is unique. As far as I can find, no other city in Michigan requires their city council to meet 50 times a year. We've had instances in the past where we had to cancel a meeting, and then we have to make it up in December. And to me, it seems like we could be a lot more efficient if we just met as we needed to, rather than having this practically every week of the year requirement. Last night we had a city council meeting that lasted a little over a half an hour. We had one public hearing and one resolution that was taken care of. And we've had several meetings this year that have not had a lot of business. So it seems like we could use everyone's time more effectively by having meetings when we need them and not just having meetings because we have to meet 50 times.
Do you think if you cut the amount of meetings, that will limit the amount of time that people have to address city council?
Well, it will reduce the number of opportunities they have, yes. You know, most people come down when they have something that the city council is considering, and they maybe have one or two issues that they're concerned about. We do have several people who come to every meeting and have public comment at every meeting and frequently kind of say pretty much the same thing at every meeting. You can almost predict what some of the folks are going to talk about when they come down.
What are the proposals that will be on the ballot?
Well, again, the city charter amendment. Then we've also got authorizing the city to sell Waverly Golf Course and Michigan Avenue Park. And then also a separate proposal that would authorize the sale of a portion of Oak Park, and that's off of Pennsylvania. And there's a company that specifically is interested in that one, and it's really just the building, the Vector building, that the city used to use until fairly recently for some of the park's maintenance equipment, and we've vacated that building right now.
So should this proposal go through, we'll probably see a quick sale of that building.
That one we would see a quick sale on. The other proposal, the Waverly Golf Course in Michigan Avenue Park, I don't believe there's any specific buyer. I think it would just allow the city to market that. And then if there is a specific proposal, there would probably be a request for proposals like we're doing with the Red Cedar Golf Course, and then the city council would have final approval of any sale on that.
Chris, do you have any idea how much that building would be sold for?
You know what? I don't have that information. I don't.
Now, the August election that's upcoming, how much will that cost the city? How many people do you anticipate will vote?
The cost to the city will be somewhere probably in the $30,000 or $40,000, because it's technically a state election. There are parts that the county pays for, so it's always different with every election. But you know, we're going to have not a huge turnout. We're probably going to have less than 10,000 voters, and that's typical for an election. You know, that we don't have the governor's race on, which is something that would drive turnout. But you know, a lot of important things on the ballot. One thing that voters should be aware of, we've had a number of voters who are voting absentee get their ballot and they open it up and they say, well, where's the presidential race? And so folks, you know, should be aware that we had a primary in Michigan in February, and then the Democrats had a caucus in May, and that was the presidential primary. So the presidential race is not on the August ballot.
That's quite a limited amount of people and quite a bit of money for that.
It is. You know, democracy is important, but it's not always inexpensive.
Right. So, Chris, will you be using any new technology or any new system for the upcoming election?
No, this will be one of the first elections we aren't really changing a lot for. So, you know, we've already implemented the electronic poll book, which streamlines the way people check in at the precinct. But we're going to be continuing to use those, and we'll be using the same tabulating equipment to count the ballots that we have. So, pretty much an election where we're not changing a lot.
Is it too late for people to register to vote for the upcoming election in August and also in November?
It is too late for August. Yesterday was actually the deadline for that, but there's plenty of time for people to register in November. And if you're already registered, you don't need to re-register, though. Sometimes people don't realize that they just stay on that list as long as they haven't moved or anything. They don't need to re-register every time, even if they haven't voted in a number of years. If they were previously registered at their current address, they remain registered.
Chris Swope is the Lansing City Clerk. Chris, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Tony.
It's 8:20, 64 degrees on the Tuesday morning edition of the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's going to be a glorious day. WILS' Mike Ellis will have the latest details on our weather coming up next on 1320 WILS.